الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ألا أخبركم بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصدقة والصلاة قلنا بلى قال إصلاح ذات البين وفساد ذات البين هي الحالقة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored upon us countless gifts, benefactions and ni'mat from His side. And we all know for sure that these great gifts and benefactions and ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala's side, we for sure are not deserving of any one of them. Looking at our lives, how we live our lives, in what state we live our lives, for sure, based on the manner that we live our lives in, for us to deserve these great gifts of Allah Ta'ala, definitely we come to the conclusion that we do not deserve them. There are many, many gifts Allah Ta'ala has given us. One of them being, Allah Ta'ala has made us the ummatis of the greatest prophet, Nabi Mustafa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned one hadith. That hadith is in the second volume of Tirmidhi, in page 115. Nabi alaihi salatu wasallam depicts to us, describes to us the great gift of Allah Ta'ala making us of the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gives the parable and example, كَرَجُلٍ إِسْتَعْمَلَ عُمَّالًا, of a man, an employer, that has now employed three employees. The first one of them works for this employer from the morning, from Fajr Salah, right till Zuhar Salah, till Zuhar Namaz. Quite a long time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this first employee is paid in their times one qirat. How we have dirham, dinar, in today's time so many different currencies. In that time he was paid one qirat. The second employee works for the same employer, but he works from midday till asr salah. That is from zuhr namaz to asr namaz. And he is paid the same wage. Although the time being shorter, he is paid the same wage of one qirat. And the third employee works for the same employer, but he works for a shorter time. He works for this employer from Asr Namaz till Maghrib Namaz. In our understanding, approximately 1.5 to 2 hours. But the speciality of this third employee is that he is paid a double wage of the previous two. He is paid two qirat. Now this is the example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us with regards to our comparison, our lives, the rewards we've been given. in comparison to the previous nations. They had long lives. The first and the second employee were like the people of the past. Yahud, Nasara, people of Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, etc. They had long lives, but their rewards were lesser. The third employee is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have short lives, like Asr to Maghrib, but our rewards are much, much more in comparison to the previous nations. Allah Ta'ala gave us in the year so many nights, so many days, so many occasions of maximizing on rewards, repenting and turning to Allah Ta'ala. That is the main purpose of Allah Ta'ala giving us these days and these opportunities. That maximize on the short life. Nobody can complain, the previous nations, they had such long lives, we have short lives, we cannot keep up to them, we cannot supersede them. Rather, Allah Ta'ala made it such that we have short lives, but our rewards are much more greater than the previous people. Laylatul Barat, just a few days ago, what great rewards Allah Ta'ala left in that night was just past us. Countless amounts of people were forgiven. Ramadan, we are now on the doorstep threshold of Ramadan. What great rewards Allah Ta'ala has kept in this Mubarak blessed month of Ramadan. There is no words to describe how great this Mubarak and blessed month is. Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, "As-sawmu li," your fasting is for me. "Wa ana ajzi bihi aw ujza bihi," or kama qal. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us the hadith of Allah Ta'ala, Hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah Ta'ala says that your fasting and your roza is for me. I will reward you. And according to some narrations, I will be the reward of that fasting. What more do we need? When Allah becomes ours, Allah is the reward for us fasting. Allah is the one who will reward us for this great act of fasting. Respected brothers in Islam, in this limited time, I just wish to refresh our memories with regards to the lessons of Laylatul Barat. We know we have passed Laylatul Barat. We've heard a lot about it over the years and even on the night itself. But I just wish to highlight certain points that this was such a great night where countless amounts of people were forgiven. But Allah Ta'ala on that Mubarak night deprived, I would say rather the people deprived themselves of Allah Ta'ala's mercy and maghfirat and forgiveness on that Mubarak night. Because of certain maladies, certain sicknesses, certain spiritual diseases that they had in their lives that deprived them of Allah's forgiveness and mercy on that night. The seven categories of people we've heard. One is mushrik, a person who ascribes partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, a person who harbors enmity, ill feelings, hatred in his heart. Third, a person qati'i rahim, a person who severs and breaks off family ties. Fourth, qatili nafs, a person who murders another person unjustly, incorrectly. Number five, aqil li walidayhi, a person disobedient to his parents. Number six, musbil, a person who allows his garments to flow below his ankles. And number seven, mudmin khamrin, a person who is intoxicated, who is an ardent lover of intoxicants. Now, the first is mushrik, person ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all understand what is shirk. Second being, enmity and hatred. And this is something that we speak about before Laylatul Barat, on Laylatul Barat. But let us introspect our lives. how much, to what extent are we under that category? And what has that then affected our lives and our community? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Hatred, malice, enmity, ill feelings. How common it is amongst us today. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, believers, the mu'minun, the Muslims, they are all brothers. أَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. If any difference takes place, create unity. Patch up again between your two brothers. This is the message of Allah Ta'ala so many places in the Quran Sharif. To the extent, how many places Allah Ta'ala has encouraged us and the Sahaba at that time of keeping unity, muhabbat between themselves. Famous incident, Waqiatul Ifk. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in Surah An-Nur, in the 18 juz of the Quran Sharif, where Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was falsely accused of committing zina, adultery, fornication with a sahabi, Safwan ibn Mu'attal, As-Sulami, Thumma Al-Dhakwani. Lengthy incident. What took place, what happened, who got involved. Allah Ta'ala dedicated almost two rukus towards that incident and to free Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, to explain to us that she is free. She is completely free of those accusations. Now this is, by the way, one point comes to mind. This is so common today, where we just hear one side of the story. Mr. A spoke about Mr. B, that this person, I saw this, I heard this, and this is what this person has done in his life. Without verifying it, so common amongst us today, that we will believe that person. We will deal with that person accordingly. Without proof, without hearing the other side of the story. And we will think of that person in that way. This accusation went around, and certain people got involved in it. That Aisha radiallahu anha, na'udhu billah, Allah protect all of us, was involved in this despicable, evil act of zina with another person, a sahabi. Amongst them, one of those who were involved in that was a person by the name of Mistah radiallahu anhu. He made a mistake in life. And this person, Mistah, the ulama mentioned, Miskinun, Muhajirun Badariyun. He was a poor person. He made hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif. Badariyun, he was from those Sahaba that accepted Islam early and he took part in Battle of Badr. He was the cousin, Ibn Khala, he was the cousin of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anh. Abu Bakr radiallahu anh used to spend on him, used to support him financially. So he was one of those who were involved, who got involved, not initially but after, in these allegations and false accusations that Aisha radiallahu anha, na'udhu billah, was involved in this evil act. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu obviously was the father of Aisha radiallahu anha. He, being an insan, being a human, how we will also feel in that way. Naturally, he took a qasam and took an oath in Allah that I used to financially support this person. I now decide to hold back my funds, my assistance to this person. Mistah. Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Sharif. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says that the gist of the translation of what is of this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that people who have wealth, obviously one of those implicated here was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and many other Sahaba. that they have taken an oath not to spend on these people who are involved in this incident, in this false accusation. Allah Ta'ala advises them that you should have not taken that oath. You should have not taken that oath of holding back your financial assistance towards these people. Rather, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Forgive, forget, overlook. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you love, Allah says, this is for all of us. Don't you love that Allah forgive you? You should forgive, you should overlook, you should keep muhabbat and unity. Forgive, forget. Don't you love Allah forgive you? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When he heard this, Allah Ta'ala advising, Allah Ta'ala, this ayah that was revealed regarding forgiving, forgetting, and continuing with spending on these people, he replied, Bala uhibbu ayyughfar, an ughfar. That I love. I want Allah to forgive me. So I will continue spending. And he, alhamdulillah, after that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the other Sahaba, continued spending on those people. But Allah Ta'ala went to that extent, that even though the evil act they did, of false accusation, a major thing, of zina, of Aisha radiallahu anha, but forgive, forget, and continue spending on those people. This is what we learn. This is Islamic teachings. And this is what causes the great amount of barakat being removed from our lives, from our communities today. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the hadith. I just recited at the beginning. Ala ukhbirukum. Must I not inform you? Bi afdala min darjati siyam wa sadaqa wa salah. Must I not inform you of an act that is greater in status, more virtuous in status than your fasting, than your charities, and than your salah and your namaz? Normally we just merely restrict our good actions to these few rituals that we do every day. Salah, namaz, charity, fasting, and that's it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that, must I not tell you of something greater than that? This hadith is in Mishkat al-Masabih, page 428. That what is a greater act than these? Sahaba radiallahu anhu replied, Ya Rasulullah, tell us, definitely tell us. He replied, Islahu dhatil bayn. That if you have some discord, disunity, difference with a person, patch up with that person. Unite, reconcile. That is a greater act. That is greater in status than your fasting, than your namaz, than your charities. And then he mentions, وَفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ وَفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ هِيَ الْحَالِقَةِ. That, by having disunity, by not being such that we are united, quarreling, not reconciling, he has mentioned, هِيَ الْحَالِقَةِ. These things will shave off. And then he replied in one narration, لا أقول تحلق الشعر ولكن تحلق الدين. That this disunity, quarreling, fighting, this having enmity, hatred, as I've just mentioned, that it deprives us of mercy, of Allah's forgiveness on such a Mubarak night like Laylatul Barat, when countless people are forgiven, but a person who has enmity in his heart, hatred, is not forgiven. The hadith then states that it will shave off your deen from you. It does not shave the hair, but it shaves off, remove the barakat, remove the rahmat of Allah from us. Constantly remind ourselves that we as ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to remain united. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The believers are brothers, united amongst themselves. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه. Narration of Bukhari, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, he depicts to us, he describes to us by way of action also. He says that a Muslim brother, a mu'min, a believer, to his next believing brother, Muslim, is like one building, one structure. How one part of the structure is used to fortify, is used to strengthen the other part of the structure. He even entwined his fingers. شَبَّكَ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ. He even entwined his fingers. How your finger will entwine the other. How much of strength is then gained. That is how a Muslim was supposed to be to his Muslim brother. With unity, with muhabbat. Respected brethren in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us that night that has passed. Now He's giving us the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a time to change and to take these things out of our lives. Don't only wait for Ramadan. It must be all the time. But at least the last solution be, the last time be, should be that in the month of Ramadan, these things should be removed. Ulama have mentioned the word Ramadan itself gives us so much of meaning in just the words. The word Ramadan is in Arabic from the word Ramad. Ra, Mim, and Dhad, which means to evacuate. Some have mentioned to clean out a person. That metaphorically, for us to understand, it cleans us out. It evacuates from us those sins, those evil spiritual maladies that are in our hearts. Make the best of the time. Use the time, the moments in the day, at night, to really benefit spiritually from this Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah give me and give all of us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.